If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
TheRightStuff.biz.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that TheRightStuff.biz is 100% listener-funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you, by supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at TheRightStuff.biz/paywall and show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
I never understood why this doesn't just say, fuck the ADL.
Like to avoid censorship.
It's like, I can't say...
Can't have the word fuck out there.
Can't say the F word.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
I say fuck all the time. It's not on my mug. I guess it's uncouth to have it on your mug.
Well, it's avoiding creeping Puritans. You don't have the word fuck.
No, because you'd have four letters on top and three on the bottom. Come on, man.
Well, it's October. It's the month for creeping everything, including Puritanism. It's spooky. I have spooky Puritanism.
Spooky Puritanism.
Spooky, scary Puritanism.
Spooky, aggravated scary Puritan.
What'd you say, Alex?
You should write that song.
I'm just aggravated. You didn't notice the obvious visual problem with that, because you would have your font all fucked up if you had four on top, three on bottom.
That should be the Halloween song this year, Spooky Scary Puritans.
I don't want to do that again. Every year.
We don't need to.
That is funny, though. I think somebody wrote that in Bang. I saw another.
No, it was
spooky...
something else. There was another lyric set for that. It wasn't Puritans. It was just another one about Jews or something like that.
You know what's spooky? How Kevin McCarthy.
Spooky, scary Jews.
How Kevin McCarthy ghosted his speakership chair. Now there's no one there.
I gotta find this meme
I saw yesterday. Oh my god, it's so great.
Like, replace it with a spooky jack o' lantern.
Well, you know what they say. That's what you gates. Deesh. Sorry, that was terrible.
You gates what you pay for?
You know what?
Come on, you gates what you pay for? Come on! That was a good one. Sorry, Alex.
You gates.
You know what the difference is between Kevin McCarthy and Kevin from Home Alone?
Yep. Kevin from Home Alone defended his house.
Successfully defended his house.
Who's the key? It's like the gates keeper. Who's the key master?
MGD, obviously, right?
I was really surprised. They got some gumption.
MGT master.
MGT. I would say MGD. He's like Miller Genuine Draft. I always forget. MGT, not D.
Yeah.
Like the champagne.
MAGA's MVP.
This is fucking like MAGA High Life. MGD. MAGA Genuine Draft. The champagne of copes. Man, I watched
the champagne of queers.
Did you see Kevin McCarthy's tweet yesterday?
No.
He said, bring it on. It's like, well, that aged poorly. It aged in about 15 seconds.
Was his next tweet like, thanks. Thanks for bringing it on.
Oh, okay. I guess. Yeah, all right.
So he's still the rep from whatever district he's from, right? He's just not the speaker anymore. Is that how that works?
Yeah, he didn't lose his seat.
Does he resign
There's
in shame?
No speaker
or?
Of the house. He's not going to resign. He's going to run for speaker again. But the thing is, this is actually good.
Well, it's just a shit show. I just enjoy, you know, if the Republicans are going to be around, like, be a shit show, be totally like ideologically incoherent, have nothing to do other than. I mean, this makes you look busy though. Like, oh, we got the speaker to resign. We unseated the speaker. Like, all right, I'm done. I'm done.
Well,
sorry,
they've been fucking with this guy for a while now.
Well, he's not the guy they wanted, right? What was their first choice? Wasn't there a different speaker that this little group of people wanted?
No, this is the problem. I think they were like nominating Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
But then Jim Jordan was just voting for McCarthy. So this is the thing. They don't have anybody they want instead. Mm-hmm. And there's no ability for them to elect any different person. And all of the people, there's eight Republicans. So Gates put forward the proposition or whatever the hell they call it, motion, whatever the fuck it is, to remove McCarthy from the speakership.
That's just like Star Wars.
One thought was that Democrats would wash their hands of it, say, this is just a shit show. We're washing our hands of it, and they just would vote present and leave the vote of whether or not to replace McCarthy up to Republicans, in which case he would have stayed because it would have been like 216-8 or something like that, right? Or 214-8 or something like that, right?
Okay.
But that didn't happen. Instead, all the Democrats voted to remove him. And as a result, the 8 Republicans that voted to remove him got a majority. So that's what happened. And people were, and they did it for lols.
Why wouldn't you? That's the only reason to be involved in American politics is for lols.
Now, the funny thing is that Jews are not like entirely happy about this. Like, I was looking at the New York Times. They have like a live feed of like the goings on here, and they were like kind of like, oh great. And the reason they were like that is because they actually have shit they want done in Congress. Yeah. And now, like, one of them being giving money to Ukraine,
right?
And now that is going to be held up. And effectively what happened here is that despite the Democrats, like, for lols, like making Republicans look like retards, this tiny group of 8 people got a massive win for basically just fucking everything up. But the other thing is, even those 8 don't even have a plan. They don't have somebody to replace him. Gates isn't going to run for speaker. He couldn't win, even if he did. And McCarthy's going to run again. At this point, like, that would be stupid. Who do they have? Well, they don't have anybody. Additionally, every single one of them voted to remove him for a different reason, and all the, like, so many of those reasons are contradictory.
Right.
So I was talking last night how one of these congressmen, I have to look up their names again. I had them in front of me last night, but I'll just repeat kind of what I said because this is funny. One of them literally, he said the reason he did it was because McCarthy had insulted his Christian faith.
Ah, yes, I saw that one. I saw that
And I'm like, first of all, I don't actually even believe you. But it's also, it's just like, that's just, it's like, it's that's just, again, I mean, that's actually like creeping Puritanism. What are you talking about? Like, I don't actually, there's one thing like these Republicans do is they constantly pay lip service to your, to that shit, right? And then another woman, though, Martha Maples, I think, who's from South Carolina, she said she was voting for it because after the Roe v. Wade decision, McCarthy had not done enough to make birth control available to women.
What?
Is birth control not available to women?
Well, it's kind of, I don't even want to get into the weeds on whether that's true or not. It's just, that's an odd, like, it doesn't seem like that's
a weird,
that's
a non sequitur. It's just completely disconnected from what happened here.
Right. So you have a guy who's like, all of it's disconnected from anything, right? You have Gates who's saying, like, I'm doing it because McCarthy passed the continuing resolution when I didn't want it passed. So he's spending too much money. Even though they actually got their way on the no money for Ukraine in the continuing resolution. So even though Gates is doing it, he's not even, as far as I know, he's not even making it a big deal about the border. There's some of that in there. There's some, like, grandstanding about the border
issues
in there.
Was this about spending in the budget? Wasn't this just about the debt ceiling?
Yeah, that's the main thing. They wanted, there was a few things that they wanted.
They just wanted to do an empty protest, not have all the Democrats vote with them, I guess. That's pretty funny.
No, I think they wanted this to happen. Oh, okay. I think Gates and them actually wanted this to happen. But I think the Republicans were, in years past,
yeah, sure,
a stunt like this would have just been defeated by the other party being like, we're just washing our hands of it. We're just going to not vote and, like, let them decide amongst themselves. And then, but they were like, LOL, no, I'm voting against. So that's why this happened. So
So the House majority the Republicans have is relatively small. It's in the single digits, right?
It's like 222 to 216.
Yes, we're talking about 8 seats. Not even 6 seats.
Mm-hmm.
I can math. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's common core. It's effectively 4-seat advantage, but, you know, that's if you switch one, you switch two, you know.
So why would you? So you wouldn't. It's just, what a dumb move. Like, you bring this up. Like, why wouldn't why wouldn't the other part, the out of power party, who you've only got by that much, just like ruin your ability to govern? Like, why wouldn't they just do that?
Well, that's actually, that's kind of the problem. Well, there's reasons why they wouldn't, which would be that they actually want things to get accomplished.
Right.
But since Finkelthink is so embedded, even amongst these people, like, kind of, they're just like, nah, we're just going to do this. Because Jews didn't want them to do it. Because one reason you would recuse yourself if you're the Democrats, because you can understand this is like the supposed far right faction, right? Okay. So you're effectively now teaming up with the far right faction to destroy the ability of the government to pass legislation, which is not something Jews actually wanted.
Well, Jews,
they wanted this to not happen.
Well, Jews,
so
you
they
shouldn't
can move
you shouldn't,
on and get their fucking spending bills.
Well, Jews, you shouldn't be running such a sleazy ship. If you want, that's the whole problem. Is like they want all this control. They want, but you don't know how to run. You don't know how to occupy a government. Like, you've basically taken what should be like a solemn fucking emergency fucking proceeding, impeachment, and it is now a tit for tat partisan deal. We're just going to impeach presidents every time, even though there's no votes, just to make the statement, just to have the news story, just to have the spectacle. We're going to do impeachments here, and it's like, you don't get to have a government that's like where these sort of like,
you don't get to have a serious government.
You don't get to have these like, you don't get to not have these like partisan owns going back and forth. Like, you've got a 2-party system. There's your first problem. I mean, that basically, You want to fucking run an occupation. You boil every fucking ideological and policy question down to an A or B. You know, everybody has to vote for one or the other and decide. Like, well, first of all, that's a problem. You have no one to fall back on wouldn't they love to have a 3-party system right now, the way the Republicans are? I mean, wouldn't you love them to have an alternative someone can go to make it look fucking good? Because right now it's just the entire government is a dumpster fire. And it's because you've got a 2-party system where every, like I just said, every policy question boils down to an A or B choice for the voter, who you're desperately trying to use as like a source of legitimacy, and it's barely fucking functioning at that level.
Well, I think the problem really ensues from the two things. It's like the media environment they've cultivated of like constant hyper emergency, everything's a breathless, crazy thing, and it's getting rid of white people.
Yeah, this is. Was that too?
Because back in the day when they had their stupid 2-party system, and like, you know, the Democrats would have just recognized, well, this is an upstart move by like an attention seeking, you know, far right guy, and we're just gonna not involve ourselves in this, and we'll move forward tomorrow. We'll like just defeat this little stunt and tomorrow move forward with passing bills.
Yeah,
which is what they wanted. And there were editorials in the New York Times suggesting this is what was happened. And then I was even reading the comment section, and the commenters on the New York Times are also like overwhelmingly Jews. And they were also saying Democrats should be above this sort of nonsense. Yeah. And it's like, well, they're not. Yeah. And they're not, because they're a bunch of brown women.
One aspect of this, like, you're going to run a 2-party system that requires both parties to be competent, and the Republicans are just fucking asleep at the wheel and take shit for granted. Like, they got caught sleeping on this. They were he's not really going to do that. Oh, he did that.
I don't. You know, the thing is, it's not even that it's just a garbage fire. Like, the Republican Party, and also there's been a big. This is something that is not really talked about, other than at the national level. It's like a massive institutional pullout from the GOP, like at the state and local levels.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any fucking money. Like, no one's giving them money.
They don't have,
like, all their funding is being pulled out. The Democrats are like racking up cash, and like everywhere. And the GOP is just in the wilderness, other than at the national level, because that's where it's Jews see it as very important to control it. But again, they also, in order to control it, they need to keep relying. And in a way, this is sort of what they want too. They're kind of, again, they don't really have good options, because do you want white Americans, the majority of white Americans who vote Republican, do you want them like invested in policymaking, or do you want them invested in a clown show? And it's like, on one level, you want them invested in a clown show, because nothing is serious and real then. But then you get a clown show, and then you don't get. And increasingly, basically, the other thing is, here's another thing that's happening. I think the legislative body is just going to become fucking irrelevant. Like, legislation is going to, like, governing is going to be done through the executive branch, and legislation is going to be done through the courts.
I was watching a Trump speech this morning, like a little Trump stump speech, I think from South Carolina, like last week. And That's kind of what he was. That's kind of where he was coming from. Everything he was saying was like executive level shit that he was going to do. I mean, you know, obviously he's not going to do any of it, but this is what people want. They want this is a dictator, and they want him.
It's the only way that it can work. Yeah. It's the only way this system can function anymore. And Joe Biden effectively is a dictator, and any president is going to be, and they're just going to rule by fiat. And if they need some kind of backing, they'll just get the courts to back it, or they'll get lawsuits.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again. And you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us. therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Through, and the courts will just write the laws, because that's basically what's been happening. Really, Congress is only really there to like fund stuff, and even that is becoming increasingly a big problem. They might eventually have to figure out a way that the executive, and they've even been done this a few times where they have the executive actually appropriate funds, and there's been challenges to it, and the courts say no, he's allowed to do that. So this is I think where they're going, because it's just like, you know, it's like the legislature is a combination of just like a shit show thing, a big distraction, and like a soap opera. It's like a soap opera for adults. And I've noticed that on some level, though, it's almost like, who is Matt Gaetz playing to? Because the main people that follow the soap opera are liberals. Like, liberals love the Washington drama. They're so invested in it. Like, I was looking at some libtard stuff on Twitter the other day, and it's so fucking dumb. Like, these liberals are like, they're out there. They are out there making these sweeping statements about shit that doesn't really, like Kevin McCarthy's lack of principle and courage really showed on the House floor today. That was like 2 weeks ago, some dumb thing that they did. I'm like, who fucking cares? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's like, it's so silly. And the, and all that Trump stuff, like the night, was it 91 indictments? 91 indictments.
Yeah, I think that's where we are. 91. I think that's the count.
90 fucking one indictments. And these people, these fucking libtards are glued to their televisions watching this shit. They know the ins and outs and details of every single thing. And they'll go out there. They'll go out there.
No offense, swamp creature, but they're
having here. That's where he came from.
This is Kevin McCarthy as an actual swamp creature, and fading back into the swamp. So
yeah, but I don't even understand like what though
made with mematic. Like, oh, Alex is in front of it. Look at this, is made with mematic.
Oh my god!
Don't be watermarking your boomer memes.
If you put that, the only way that's funny is if you did that as
on purpose. Yeah,
if you did that on purpose, because that's funny. But like. That's also just like, but here's my question. Like, okay.
Oh,
so now
dude,
what?
You're forgetting it. You're missing a huge fucking aspect of this. They want not Donald Trump to be the Speaker of the House, because you can technically you can nominate anybody. And so,
I mean,
I don't know if there's panic or if it's just lulls, but Rule 26, the liberals are saying that, I mean, yo, you can't do that. Like someone who's under indictment.
They can do that.
But saying like a member,
but they won't.
A member of the Republican leadership shall step aside if indicted for a felony for which a sentence of 2 or more years imprisonment may be imposed. So basically, he's already there. He's got 91 of them. So that's Rule 26. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not a member of the Republican leadership.
That's true. If a member of the Republican elected leadership is indicted...
He's not a member of the elected leadership.
The Republican conference shall meet and elect a member to temporarily serve in that position.
Is that a law, or is that just some rule?
I don't know if that's just parliamentary.
And is that a
rules?
Rule for anybody but the Republicans? Like, that might even just be
a house rule. So it goes for both parties. But okay. I mean, again, like the rules of the House can be changed by the House. But I don't know how they would do that without a speaker. Can you change House rules without a speaker?
Well, that's the thing. Well, they could do that. Right. Well, they could. There's. I don't know what the fucking all these procedures are. This is the kind of shit that gets irritating. Like all this procedural drama crap. This literally, like, this is actually just a boomer procedural. this whole fucking mess. And the thing is, it is like there is no actual plan. That is funny that they're talking about, but yeah. The Republicans themselves, I mean, Democrats.
I don't know if any real Republicans are talking about it, or just like up on it might just be Twitter people. I don't know if this is a real thing or not, but this is what, because this, remember, this was an original Q narrative that after 2020, the 2020 election was stolen, but they're going to nominate Trump as speaker, and then Biden and then Kamala are both going to be impeached or removed from office, and boom, Donald Trump in president. Because that's the line of succession. Like, that was one of the Q narratives. Two more weeks.
Yes, I remember that narrative. Yeah. When I saw people saying that a few weeks ago, and I was like, or a few years ago, and yeah. I was like,
dude, it's still not going to happen.
But libtards might think that it would, because there's this whole thing that if you read their press, there's this whole thing going on of like, oh, the Republican Party's under the hopeless influence of Trump.
If you're like, because I know I grew up being like on the conservative side of that stuff, so I would watch the soap opera and have like targeted individual main character syndrome. But they have it too. Like, it's not like I always thought that it was like I was raised by Rush Limbaugh and everybody to say like Republicans always, when they gain power, they capitulate, they give in to the Democrats and Demon Rats. They have the same narratives. It's just different ways. Like, every time we get their guys, and like, I'm sure like somewhere somebody is complaining about something that Joe Biden like gave into. A couple years ago, it was like Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin keeps like being
they're constantly bitching.
So they're constantly bitching. So it makes sense that like some of them would be worried that like, oh my God, the Republicans might actually pull that off, and Trump would be the speaker.
They're like, convinced people that probably that, like the Republicans are on the brink of a fascist.
There's
coup.
Stupid
like, a
people
lot of them
on
are.
Both sides. They like fall for that. I mean, that's how this stuff. That's what this shit is designed for.
Well, see, here's one of the problems. Is this? This is like everything. Everything now is based on like brinksmanship.
Yeah.
Right. Like between these two groups. Like everything is based on some kind of brinksmanship.
Yeah, because like one of the reasons Democrats didn't save this guy is that he didn't get them any concessions. So you're like, all right, fine, fuck you, twist in the wind.
Right. Well, it's also frankly just lulls. You know, like, it's like, if you're them, why wouldn't you just, like, help the, you know, from your perspective, help push the other side off of a cliff?
I don't think representative politics is supposed to work this way, where you've got the Speaker of the House who's just a shill. Nobody actually likes him. And he's supposed to be ostensibly a Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the far-right Republicans, you know, they moved to oust him. And so to remain in power, the expectation is, well, you've got to betray your Republican principles and offer stuff to the Democrats in order to keep your position. And I'm like, but how in any way does that serve the people that you're supposed to represent?
Like, well, on some level, though, frankly, the thing is, though, that for a long time, like, horse trading amongst these groups was done, but it was, you know... It was all business, right? Like most of it was when we put together spending packages, you got to give a piece of the spoils to everyone. And in fact, for a long time before this two-party system era, and like really the sort of cementing of this after the war, you know, we had what they were calling like the spoil system. And one of the things that they one of the features of the spoil system, though, was the idea that the party that won the election also got to staff everything.
Yeah.
And they defeated that by having, you know, the permanent staff, the permanent civil service, which is what some people point to as the deep state.
The clown world meme. I haven't seen one in a while.
Well, this is the GOP clown car. It's running over McCarthy. And is that Marjorie Taylor Greene? Like, is she wearing
the QAnon
shaman's like get up? She's wearing the
she's
hat.
Like a cross between QAnon shaman and Harley Quinn. Actually.
I was thinking Braveheart. It's like they could never take. And then there's Matt Gaetz at the wheel. That's beautiful. A good drawing, back. That's a good character. Him. I don't know who this is. Is this supposed to be Bob Zert?
I think that's probably Bob.
Who's this? Who's this unhappy character?
I don't fucking know. Oh, is that what's his face? Gosar. Is that Press Gasser? Paul Press Gasser?
Oh my God. I think so.
Press Gasser. Press Gasser. And, Jesus Christ. That's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody who knew who that guy was.
I mean, I think that's who that is. I don't know. Does
Paul Gosar have a high enough profile to be put in a cartoon like this? I don't think he does. Well, again, I never hear anybody only, talk about
he
him.
He does, because what this is going to be is like this is supposed to be the eight. Yeah, that's definitely supposed to be him when you look at a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
That's supposed to be the eight Republicans that voted to oust McCarthy.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Because only eight of them did. Like, let me see. Who are the.
There's only five in the drawing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I assume basically if you weren't a Groiper, you had no idea who Paul Gosar was, because that was who they pretended
to be.
Well,
they know. The thing is, the libtards know about the Groiper shit with Gosar. So they've made him into a bit of a. So here are the eight. Here are the eight Republicans. Well, wait, hold on a sec. Gosar is not one. Did Gosar lose? I need to. Maybe he didn't. Let's see. He's a House. He's a member of the House from Arizona. He apparently did not vote. Ah. He voted to. He did not vote against McCarthy. That's kind of surprising to me. So you see, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Ken Buck of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Eli Crane of Arizona, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Nancy Mace. Not, did I say Marla Maple? That's fucking retarded. That was Donald Trump's wife. Nancy Mace of South Carolina.
You said Martha Maples.
I got it all confused. I'm basically Marla. A complete retard. Matt Rosendale of Montana. Oh, God. So that's who it was. That's who it was. So, yeah, wow, Gosar did not.
Fascinating.
He didn't cross the aisle and vote with the Democrats. But, yeah, anyway, like, and yeah, and Bob Zert did not either.
Wow.
So I don't know who these people are. I don't know who these people are.
Interesting.
I don't know who these people are A-logging here. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of these people, neither did Massey. Massey stuck with McCarthy too.
That's interesting.
So he really did put together a. Wait, hold on a second. MTG didn't vote against him either.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird. Huh.
Huh.
Here are the eight Republicans. Here are the House Republicans that voted to oust him. Yeah, and there's no.
So there's no coalition. I mean, do you
there's
suppose
no, it, there's no Bob. Look at it.
I mean, do you suppose
the fucking usual suspects aren't even there? There's no Bob Zert. There's no MTG, and there's no Gasser.
Is there any reports like did Gaetz like whip these people together at all for votes?
He must have been whipping people behind the scenes, but like, it seems like these are the only ones he was able to do it with, and they all had their own stupid reasons.
That's just
that don't have any consistency with one another. But, it's just, I don't know what's going to happen. I actually can't predict what's going to happen because I have no idea. Maybe they'll just get embroiled in another long ass thing trying to elect a speaker and just not be able to do it and end up with Kevin McCarthy back there. I mean, it's entirely possible.
It is a historic first, though.
Right. But, okay.
Not that it matters.
It kind of doesn't. That's the thing. It's a historic first for no reason.
It's a historic first, like, I don't know. It's like if you tripped over your own dick, it would be like a historic first, you know?
Yeah. Historic first. I actually just threw myself off the fucking, over the banister on my staircase. Historic first.
Historic first.
I just went over the banister down to the second floor. Never did that before. Historic first.
Let me write that down. Historic first. It's a historic burst of retardation.
Historic extinction burst.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait to see like how like 20. Oh, we've still got more than a year to the 2024 election.
Dude, things are going to become completely retarded, which is in a way is
things
good
are
because
part of
what
retarded.
I want to push with this.
Yeah.
Part of what I want to press with this is other than the gas. I want to press the idea that the Republican Party is simply like here's kind of the point. The Republican Party is a retarded shit show.
Mm-hmm.
It can't get its shit together, and it's actually dying. It is doing clown antics at the national level. Not that the Democrats are much better. But then when you get down to the state and local level, it is, like, other than Ron DeSantis, who was incredibly well-funded because the entire Jewish, a big whole Jewish thing came behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So on some level, they actually wanted that guy to be president. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But that's what they wanted. This whole Jewish thing came together to fund him and actually make that election in Florida in 2022 one of the most well-funded governor elections in history. I don't know if it's, but it's definitely the most. But it was like hundreds of millions of dollars was what he had, and he outspent the other guy by like a lot. And additionally, the other guy was a Republican who had switched parties to toss the election to DeSantis, basically. You know, which was done because that's what they actually, everybody agreed, we want this guy and we want to have him have this image of having this commanding mandate to lead everything by giving him this commanding win in Florida. But that's failing because people just don't like the guy because he sucks. Not only is he like a weird, nerdy douchebag, he also just sucks. His policies suck and he's not convincing to anybody. So there you go. And they just can't get rid of Donald Trump. But the thing is, like, this party is dying.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
It is dying. It is not going to be a vehicle.
It only survives on the specter of Donald Trump in the background.
So, right.
Like bringing it back together.
And even what Donald Trump is surviving on is basically a bunch of hopeless people who are just wanting to deliver kind of like a last fuck you to the system they see as destroying them. And the pitch that we are trying to make to people, I understand that it's difficult for people to believe us or think that I get that. I actually understand that, deeply understand why you'd be deeply cynical about everything we're trying to do. However, the Republican Party is not going to be a vehicle for enacting your will on this government. It can't be. Look at it. It's a retard show. They are sending clowns to actually, if you think they're going to save this country, the only reason to be invested in the GOP anymore is that you've given up and you're just laughing as you watch the whole thing go to shit. But my thing is, you know, I still have to live in this country.
Yeah,
people have kids and they still have to raise those kids in this country. Like, you know, it's not like we can just laugh all of this off. I mean, the Republican Party, yes, but the actual society that we live in and the country that we live in, you know, at some point you have to realize it's not just like a soap opera and drama online. Like, there's a real thing here. And this group of people is simply no V. And if you think you're winning because you're getting noticed by this group of people or you're getting clicks based on, you know, alliances with people that are involved in this shit, like, it's a fantasy world. They're not going to do anything. The only way to do anything is actually to just become like an army and take them out. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. And I don't mean that like a militia, terrorist. No, I'm talking about a political army together. Like, that's the only thing we can do.
Unstoppable force.
And
that actually wants something. Right? Because, like, I remember when
that actually has an ideology and a worldview that's actually trying to enact. We had a local imprint our will on the world. That's what we actually need to do.
Like, there was a local Pennsylvania, like, NJP meeting months ago that Warren gave a speech at, and he was talking about that Chinese guy's book about how America.
Yes, America Against America.
And that's what it was. And he described, like, how political parties are, and the Democrats and Republicans, like, there's no requirements. There's no membership. There's no card that you carry. It's just your voter registration. And that's sort of reflected in reflected than anything than the Republican Party. There is no core belief system. Everybody wants something different out of it, if they want anything, and there's no requirement for you to be a part of it. There's no vetting. Like, we have vetting if you want to be like part of NJP's thing. Like, yeah, you can support it, but like with the Republicans, it's just like there are no requirements. You can rise to power in the ranks of the GOP and you can be a demon rat. I mean, you can be anything. There's no requirement on who you are, what you support.
Right.
None. I mean,
right, and the whatever kind of worldview there's like a vague sort of conservative libertarianish worldview promoted by like talk radio personalities, but like that's enacted,
and that's a fucking the Republican Party has always seen that as an obstacle. That's a problem. You're fucking riling up the fucking you're riling up the normies there to expect more out of us than what they've been getting, and that was really done again by Donald Trump when he came around. He's like, I'm gonna fucking harness that power and I'm gonna improve on it. And basically, he unleashed like quasi white nationalism. And like now they can't put it back in the bottle to a certain extent. The best thing they can hope for is like he dies one day having, you know, not fulfilled any promises he's making, because he's making the promises again. I watched that South Carolina speech. He's claiming he's gonna immediately close the border on day one.
Why should anybody believe that?
He's gonna start the biggest deportation in American history. It's like, well, I mean, that's technically one. The bar on that is very low. Like, how many people do you have to deport to have the biggest deportation event in American history? Like,
well, it would be a fair number. I mean, you know, they were Obama actually was doing a lot of.
He was saying,
you know, the president with the most deportations.
Yeah, I know it was Obama.
Barack Obama.
What else was he saying? he's saying he'll sign a law like outlawing the sexual mutilation of children around the country. It's like.
Nobody's going to put that law on your desk.
I'm just saying, like, who's going to write that law? When what's it going
to
say?
Yeah, first of all, I just don't believe you. But secondly, you won't be called on because they're not going to put that law on.
But this was Ethnarch's thing last time, like when he was right about this. It was like Donald Trump doesn't have like a legislative liaison. He doesn't have anybody that's going to Congress to craft a law. So like when he got hit with the. That big porky budget that he said, I'm never signing another one of these ever again.
Boy, you
know, it's because he didn't have anybody fucking. The Republicans just delivered their usual bullshit to him. Yeah. He's just like,
that was also like a kind of a cult narrative, though, to just try and get you to vote for him again. But then it's also like, well, then why should I?
Right.
So, but this is another thing. And Jews have actually complained about this I've seen narratives about this in like liberal publications for a while. And they were really complaining about it when like George W. Bush was president. Even though Jews actually they were very huge fans of George W. Bush. But the thing is that like Americans actually think, a lot of them under the impression when they elect a president, that they're kind of electing a dictator, that this now means you get to set the policy for the country. And to a large extent, that's not wrong, actually, because the governing is increasingly just done by the cabinet departments. And like right now. Mm-hmm. Alejandro Mayorkas is dictator of the border.
Right.
He's dictator of our immigration policy, right? Whatever he wants could, like, and this is also why, you know, we were going after Suella Braverman pretty hard, not just because she's an Indian, but because, you know, she's the Home Secretary, the UK Home Secretary, who's like an Indian woman who's out there. I don't know if you guys saw this a week or so ago, how she was out there saying, like, immigration and multiculturalism have failed and things like this. Yet the thing is, it's like you would think, first of all, she said that in America to a thing where she was talking to a bunch of Republicans. But secondly, aren't you the Home Secretary? Like, what are you talking about? If it's a problem, then shut it down. You have the power. You have the ability. Right now, the Tories are in government.
Right.
Which is, you know, their two top officials are fucking Indians, which is funny. So you have an Indian woman as Home Secretary, you have an Indian man as Prime Minister. Okay, well, whatever. But if you're going to stand up, like, regardless of the comic aspect of this Indian woman with, like, a posh British accent, you know, an upper-class British accent.
I hate that.
Telling you that multiculturalism and if you only heard it on the radio and you heard the name Suella Braverman, you'd be like, okay, this is some aristocratic British broad, right? But then you look and she's like this brown Dravidian woman and you're like, what the fuck? So, like... But it's like, okay, regardless of that, though, leaving that aside, she's actually the Home Secretary, which is their equivalent of like Homeland Security, right? That's their equivalent of like Interior Minute, whatever the fuck it is, right? So she could shut it down. Just do it. But she won't. And it's always a funny thing to me, or just should be a funny thing to everybody, and this is something everybody should start noticing, is that even when in power, conservatives talk like they're not in power. Have you noticed this? Particularly when they're talking about these sorts of things, particularly when talking about immigration. Giorgia Meloni in Italy does the same thing. Talking as if, like, you know, we really need to do something about immigration. It's like, wait, aren't you a prime minister?
Can't you do that? Well, isn't Giorgia Meloni like wait, we're doing something about immigration. We're doing a whole bunch of it.
We're doing something about it, which is having a lot of visas and opening up work, you know, opportunities for immigrants and things like that, right? So So yeah, like so that's kind of the thing, and it's like, you know, at some point people have to make these connections, you know, and for too long I think Americans on the right have accepted this. And on some level, as much as you had guys out there like Rush Limbaugh who were kind of setting certain expectations, you know, they also fed this idea.
Yeah.
They're the kind of rhetoric they would do kind of fed this idea. Like, well, can't do anything, you know, it's like what they kind of set expectations but lowered them at the same time.
They
right?
set expectations, but also they taught everyone a learned helplessness.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm saying. They did, and so exactly. Then Donald Trump does the helplessness, like he wins.
Well, it's like I mean,
and everyone's hopeful, well, no, we're helpless.
The thing with Rush is like there's learned helplessness, but when shit really came to a head and somebody tried
learned, highly educated.
Yes, I'm learned helplessness.
The learned elders of helplessness.
So they would do
that's
that.
Pretty good.
That's a good show.
Learned elders of helplessness.
that's a good show title.
I feel like we've done
like
that already.
That.
I feel like we've done that already. But I mean, what do we do?
We
like,
have not done that yet. I know
when it was come to
that.
When it's come to a head, and like a bunch of like senators from both parties are going to get together and do immigration reform, which is just going to be like a massive amnesty and open borders policy. Then he rallies the troops with the help of National Review, and they get it shut down. So it's just like they can get. He used to be able to get that done. That was the best you could do. It's like, all right, all we can do is prevent them from creating black letter law that makes this like this immigration policy that we de facto have like above board law of the land. Then it goes back to being like in the shadows, immigration judges, blah 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 blah, all the stuff you never hear about.
But then what really happens is that you have this tit for tat, where they do like. First of all, the Reagan amnesty at least was actually legal. Like they actually passed a law. And
they did the deal where we
have security.
Yeah, they did the thing where it's like, all right, we'll give you what was in your bargain before we get what we wanted, and then
they've done that a couple of times since. Barack Obama did. Now they didn't do it by passing laws, they did it with executive orders. So Barack Obama did DACA, but then they actually did start deporting people. But now we've just done an executive amnesty of 500,000 Venezuelans, but there's no trade-off. Like they're not doing the other side of the coin anymore. So that's where all of that ultimately went. And the main thing is that it's sort of like, okay, let's say that Suella Braverman, let's take her at her word. She thinks the immigration and the multiculturalism is bad and it's not working. Well, what's the roadblock, Suella? What is stopping you as the Home Secretary from simply putting a stop to it? What is it? Because that viewpoint is actually shared by a majority in Britain, despite what the papers want to tell you. That viewpoint is shared by a majority. And if you look at the European continent, dude, the polling on migrants in Europe, it's fucking atrocious. That's actually, you're going to get worse numbers in America. You're going to get slightly better numbers in Britain. But in Europe, it's like 70 to 80% of people are like, stop this shit. You know, like that you actually have, from our perspective, the best numbers coming out of the continent. And yet, here we are. And on some level, Europe also right now is starting is probably going to go through, they're going through kind of like their second. They went through their first wave of immigration, then their first wave of shutting it down. Then in 2021, 2022, they went through kind of like their second big wave of refugees and immigration. And now they're going through their second wave of shutting it down. And I think the Ukraine war has a lot to do with that, is that their economies are under pressure. It's just not realistic for them to be able to do this. It's destabilizing them. They're being destabilized in like too many ways. And this is one they're just getting under control. But that's only temporary. But I see that Alex put a picture of Too Tall in the chat there.
Well, we got that. I'm checking on something else too. I've got a lot of things burrowing over here in the Hoppa. I'm gonna share with you in the break this one thing to see if we want to talk about it. I think it's funny, but it could be in poor taste. So. But yeah, what's this Too Tall thing?
Oh, is it the video? Is it the security cam or that guy getting?
No, nothing like that.
Because we're showing that.
No, it's nothing like
that. We're going to be watching.
No, I'm not.
Have you seen that?
I'm not that silly. I have not watched that.
I don't think I've seen it. Yeah.
Dude, the security camera that leftist getting stabbed in New York City is actually valuable to watch. I mean, look, there's certain catharsis there, or there's a certain, like, LOL, you get what you deserve aspect to it, because it's actually fucking true in that piece of shit's case. But at the same time, there's an educational value to it as well. So, yeah, we're going to show that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Is it just me, or is American cities getting really, really dangerous lately?
Oh, they're bad. You know what I'm talking about, Ryan Carson, the Antifa, the guy who called himself the COO of Antifa, getting fucking moked out. He got moked out.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about that.
No, I don't feel the slightest bit of pity. However, the only, again, when these things happen, the only pity I feel is, what if it was somebody else? But the thing is, what if it was an actual innocent person? In his case, though, an actual innocent person would be highly unlikely to be in the exact position that he was in. He put himself where he was because of his stupid ideology. But also, you know, this is the facts of what that ideology leads to. Actually, Stryker's article on NJP today was very good, making this exact point, which is basically like, we were right about everything, and all you people are now literally fucking losing your lives, and you still...
Hey, are you still listening? You should get behind the paywall. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and get yourself a subscription.
Still won't admit that we were right.
I found it on New York Post. Disturbing video shows moment beloved activist poet randomly stabbed to death in front of girlfriend after they attended a wedding together. Who was marrying what kind of animal? Like, that's what I think.
Was this random? I mean, I could see the idea that it was random. I mean, if you want to show it now, I'm sure. Might as well. I got a lot of time. Oh, I don't even know if this is the full thing. I've got a Twitter thing. Yeah, here we go. This is it.
Oh, someone's wanted to walk by with a hood. Wait a minute. Is the guy with the hood, like, not the perp?
He is, but just wait. Two of them... They're look at how they're dressed, and people are in Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
And I don't know what is going on here. There's one that we showed last night that had audio. Oh,
there is audio.
Oh yeah, there's audio. Yeah.
It was like a shooting. What, were those gunshots?
Yeah. No. Basically, that nigger. It's kind of. Can you scroll down a little bit? Because there's detail up at the top, or is that all just faded
it's like
out
it's like grayed out at the top? Yeah.
All right. Well, let me see if I can find the one that we had last night. This is a Twitter video. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I got it here. Yeah, I got it.
I wonder if there's a.
Is it going to actually start playing? Yeah, of course it can start playing. This one has everything, and you can actually see that little bit at the top. Of course. Now, okay. This is DC Drano.
Oh, that guy. I'm sure I could probably... Just click.
I got it. I got it. There it is.
Okay.
So...
I love DC Drano. He's a great account. You're a great...
You're a great account. It's an okay account. Yeah, he's not terrible.
That guy fucking sucks. DC Drano's an awful account. That guy's fucking the worst.
Okay, I don't know. I was willing to go with what you were saying.
No, I was being sarcastic. Okay. That fucking account sucks.
I'm sure that it sucks. It's on
that
Twitter, so it sucks.
Like, conservative claptrap, anti... I mean, he probably would record
what
I said.
Look at what he's
an anti-white
doing.
Fucking...
Here's what's so funny. Let's... DC Drano... Well, let's watch the video, then we'll talk about DC Drano's take here for a second.
DC Drano.
Okay, so...
DC... I'm going to be DC Liquid
He's
plumber.
Attacking that car.
Okay.
He's like, looks like he's kicking in a window, and I don't know what these two are thinking.
Those are concussive sounds, and they're walking towards it. They're gonna be like,
they're walking like, towards it as if they're gonna intervene.
Like, hey man, we should. I'll kill you.
Oh shit!
Oh, he put his hands on him. Chill.
He's like also way bigger than that little nigga too.
Oh, was that the stab or was that just a hit?
No, he's about to. They don't actually show it. They're gonna cut it. But there it is.
All right then.
Look at.
What
how,
did she
like,
say?
She
I'm so what? To... Did she say I'm sorry?
Did she? Hold on.
She
back
just,
up.
Said something. Hold on. Let me hear that.
I'm so sorry.
She just said I'm
what
so
the
sorry.
Fuck?
So sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Let me turn that up. We need to.
That dude is dead.
We need to go to the videotape. We need a review. This is like it's like my SvenFL live streams. We need to throw the challenge flag and have this play reviewed.
We'll do like the YouTube thing they do, nigger shooting review. Like,
I'm so sorry.
Did she say I'm so sorry? I think that's what she said.
I think she did.
What sounded like?
Hang on.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe she's saying I'm so psyched.
Are you playing Team Green? Go watch him.
Who the hell was that?
What? That was some nigger.
Just like another nigglet.
All right, there's like a lot going on here.
I guess there's a lot to unpack.
We don't need to totally analyze.
And people
want to
do the ghoulishness, but yeah. I'm like, these people were killed because they were white. Remember that when you're doing your ghoulism?
Well, I'll be ghoulish here, but the thing is also,
DC Drano says always carry a gun. Why? So now it can be a hate crime and you defend yourself? DC Drano. Well, always carry a gun, because then you can get arrested
too.
See,
okay, so there's a lot here. Okay, first of all, where they were dressed like that, you're going to get stabbed. Period. Being white, and I'm not even sure if that girl is white. It looks like she might be like part Asian or something, but who knows? She also, first of all, the I'm so sorry thing, that might have actually been that black girl that was off screen and then walked into the screen. Sort of like, I'm sorry that my race does this to you people, but like, because it looked like maybe that girl was in shock or whatever, but she, nonetheless, here's the other problem, though. That girl, his girlfriend, refused to give a description.
Yeah, that's what
I heard.
To
the police.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard maybe to isolate which black it was.
That's a nigger.
She said she couldn't actually give a description
right.
of the perp. Well, that's bullshit. And she won't cooperate with the police. She won't cooperate with the police on this. Because they probably have something with it. Because she got a full look at that nigger's face. You could see it in the tape. He was right up in her face. She knows what he looks like. The police could put a line up in front of her and she could probably pick him out. I know they kind of look alike, but, you know, you can kind of tell the difference sometimes. And she won't do it. She won't do it, despite the fact that her boyfriend, who was the COO of Antifa, and was like involved in stupid projects and NGO shit to get money to niggers and whatever, was lying there bleeding on the street as a result of his own belief system.
Yeah.
Wait, so she's not going to even identify the killer?
No, she won't. She's not. She told the police she has no description of him. She
can't. What? I don't normally do this, but I wouldn't feel bad if she got stabbed to death too.
No, I don't feel bad for either of them. If they had both gotten stabbed right there, I wouldn't feel bad. I don't feel the slightest bit bad for either of them. And the difference between this and a case where it's like, okay, so maybe the white person that died in this incident or whatever was actually a scumbag, but that doesn't matter because they were just targeted for being white or something like that. Where I don't think anybody needs us to explain why we take the position we take on that. But like in this case, the place where they were and the way they like inherently, you'd have to be one of them to be in this situation. Because they're in the middle of a really shitty place, like a very black area, and they're in that situation for ideological reasons.
And they're walking towards a guy who's, like, robbing a car for ideological reasons.
They think that they can like, do something.
Why would you do that?
It's like, I don't know what is going on. I don't know why they would do that, why they wouldn't get out of there.
Maybe they were doing one of those hippie, like, hey, man, don't steal. Here, take my wallet, bro.
It's entirely possible it was something like that.
People that have that kind of
shit. It's entirely possible it was something like that.
Basically what you're saying is, in the spirit of the season, the CEO of Anti is now a spooky ghost.
Yes. But
the CEO,
his ideology should be a fucking ghost too. Right? Like that's the thing. Like this ideology should be a ghost. It should be dead. And in a lot of ways it is. And a lot of ways it is because the actual people are fucking dead. Because this has been happening a lot. This is actually the third such case this week.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to know what else is funny? Stryker made this point. I didn't know this. Gage Grosskreutz, his GoFundMe for like breaking his skeleton in that car, in that car hit and run that he suffered from a nigger who should have been in jail. He couldn't even make $2,500.
Based.
He put up a GoFundMe, and he couldn't even make $2,500. So where are all the rich kikes and libtards that poured money into your pockets over the Kyle Rittenhouse thing? They're fucking gone. They don't give a shit. You, Kyle Rittenhouse, blew your bicep off in a justifiable shooting because you were trying to kill him. Now this nigger runs you over, and nobody gives a fuck.
Okay.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Let's circle back to the DC Drano take here.
Number one, I want
to
discuss this.
Always carry a gun. Number two, always keep distance between yourself and a potential threat. So we're individualizing what you have to do in these kinds of situations.
Right.
It's and all also, you, bud.
But also individualizing it.
Personal responsibility.
Yeah. Individualizing it in a dumb way. First of all, it's illegal to carry a gun in New York City. So what are you talking about? So now you could protest against that, but that's also not even the issue, because if New York City weren't like, you could have a place where it's illegal to carry guns, but you just don't have black people there, and nobody would be getting this shit, wouldn't be happening. The issue is the real lesson is don't relax. Okay. Like, don't fucking relax. 'Cause that's what this guy did, is he relaxed. That's also frankly what the woman in Baltimore did, who was raped by that nigger. She relaxed. Every time these people fucking relax, this shit happens. And these are not like out of the blue crazy events anymore. This shit is a guarantee.
Say that you carry a gun and some nigger is coming at you with a knife and you kill him dead. Well, now you could potentially be in jail.
Yes.
Even though it's self-defense, you could still be.
If this guy had shot that nigger, even if he got like some kind of self-defense, he would still get an illegal firearm charge for sure.
Right.
So again, but also like, I love this. This is so fucking dumb. It's like it's not even that he's individualizing it. It's that it comes down to literally like his combat tactics.
Yeah.
Like it's not even just like he's individualizing it. Like, here's how you, it's like, no, actually this guy used bad, his actual engagement tactics with the perp were wrong. And it's like, if you're at the point, DC Drano, where everybody in America needs to actually understand how to engage in hand-to-hand combat, like, where the fuck are we? Like, maybe we should analyze that for a second. If you are sitting there on your high horse, as if you're so fucking smart because you know handgun tactics and handgun combat tactics, maybe we should live in a country where the average asshole walking on the street doesn't need to have fucking handgun combat training to survive.
Right.
Like, think about that for a second.
So fucking typical. It's a structural problem, but it becomes your individual responsibility to deal with it.
Yeah, because we live in a country where we're just not going to enforce the law. Everybody needs to learn how to use a gun and engage properly with a handgun in situations like this, where you'll get fucking sent to jail anyway.
What do you want? You want a collective defense against random like nigger crime? That's socialism.
Right.
It's not so much that I have to be individually responsible for my self-defense, but it's like, you can't take my right away to defend myself. It's like, well, they do, but it's like, if they've
effectively done that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's a weird thing. These people do. They're just insane. It's because it's a Republican take. That means it doesn't make any sense.
I'd rather be convicted by 12 than carried by 6. Yeah.
Well, let's look at this. You know, if you're a Republican, like DC Drano, of whatever the fuck however the hell he would qualify, what other qualifiers he would put on the label Republican. It's like, you're just a Republican. You're just a conservative. It's like, what are the rules of engagement for this kind of issue? It's like, you don't mention that anybody's black, or if you do, it's like, it's just like it's basically, you just bring up the description. Oh, it's just harder for the cops to find him. And that doesn't mean anything. and we talk about stupid shit that doesn't matter anymore, or ships that have sailed so far we can't even see them in a distance anymore, such as carrying a firearm in New York City. And then again, like, the thing I hate about this story the most is it's sort of justified to do a little victim blaming. And so that's all they ever want. The Republicans are like, oh, you shouldn't hit somebody like that. You shouldn't try to push them like that. You shouldn't be near them. It's like, how about they shouldn't be near us? But the Republican, like the checklist of debate points. I guess the debate points that you're not allowed to make is so long, and it just ruins the whole thing. And it's why the party is a clown show that thinks it can have like motions to unseat its speaker, and then oops, it actually happens, but we thought it wasn't going to, and all these other things. That's why you can.
God, dude.
What's up? What do you got? What else you got there?
People need to stop, dude. Conservatism is rotting people's brains. Like, oh my God, the replies to this.
Oh yeah, like, I was reading it.
Like, here's a guy. They are like injecting a conspiracy theory into this.
Sure,
I saw that. I saw that. Like, it was planned. Like,
yeah, there's this guy who's saying this looks like a plan to hit. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, how much do you not want to understand the reality of the world you live in? It wasn't a plan to hit. It's a fucking nigger criminal who passed like some white nerd on the street and killed him.
Yeah, it's a random nigger crime. It's not a hard puzzle to solve.
And then here we go. Look at this. Oh God, my favorite thing of all to do. Let's analyze like discrepancies in the videotape.
Ah.
Here's one. Here's a good one. This one, here we go. This is someone's. This doesn't seem right to me. Usually, if someone is breaking into a car, it's for a reason and they must really want it.
What?
Have you not ever experienced niggers?
They're focused on getting in and getting out. That's not what this guy did. He made noise and actions that would shock anyone on purpose to use it as a distraction, then beamed attention to the victim immediately. This stinks.
What the f? Hey, niggers stink.
But I'm just like, what?
So what is the conspiracy?
Sometimes when people say this, I'm like, I don't even know what it is that you are trying to.
It's designed to make blacks look bad?
No, this is my thing. Usually,
hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Sometimes, I used to be good at this, is even when somebody was saying something dumb because of my familiarity with like the politics and the kinds of narratives that different groups promote, I could see somebody like funneling an event through their tunnel vision to make it be what they saw, and I was kind of familiar with the thing that they the outcome on the other end they want. You know, I knew, like, you know what I mean, like, that you know what they think and you know how they're going to want to spin it. Mm-hmm, but with these schizo conservatives these days, I don't even know what are you talking about? What are you saying? What is the conspiracy you're trying to tell me happened?
I don't get it.
I don't even know. I can't tell anymore. Like, it's just craziness. It's just random craziness.
A nigger does some sort of, I don't know, like, it's designed to make you feel sympathetic to the victim. It's designed to make black people look violent, but they are, so.
There does seem to be a certain type of conspiratorial conservatism that is designed, that seems like what they're leaning to is, this sort of systemic violence isn't actually a thing. There's some sort of plan behind it that is something other than blacks are just very violent people.
I could see attempting to think that, yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is like the particularly, not everyone is like this, because if you go to, say, the New York Post comment sections, there's a lot of, like, frankly, there's a lot of sort of like blinkered retards on there, but they are racists. Like, with things like this, they will be in there like, oh, yeah, these people are just animals. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be in there like that. That will be the bulk of the comments on, say, like, the New York Post. And frankly, as much as it's sort of frustrating, the kind of conservatives that are like, always carry a gun around those areas. It's like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's annoying. But I know that you just know that that means niggers. Right. Like, and you're just not saying niggers because you're afraid of saying it. But the point is, let's just say nigger. Like, your fear of actually, like, again, your fear of the race issue, and it's not even of being called racist, because that's not what it is. Because these people are called racist all the time, and it doesn't faze them. It's their fear of actually having to take a stance on race. That's what they're afraid of. They're not afraid. This is a thing that that needs to, I think, be clarified. It's kind of a subtle difference there, but they're not actually afraid of being called racist. They're afraid of actually having to take a stance on race. You know what I mean? Like, because they're called racist. They're afraid of being called racist and it being true. You know what I mean?
That's definitely it. Like, well, if you call them a racist, right, they're just ready to do battle with you forever about how that's not true.
Right. And then the debate, the calling of racist.
But basically, that's just like the debate at hand. Like, the clock runs out on it because you're debating that instead. It's a trap.
Right.
That's how I've always seen it.
Right. Yeah, it's a trap because there's no way to win.
Like, I think, like, are we talking about conservatives in general? I mean, I think they do take a stand on race to an extent, which is like, that's just what Democrats do. I don't care about it. Like, they seem to, like, stick their fingers in the air, la, 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 race doesn't exist, because they were trained wrong as a joke. Like, believe that. But it's sort of part of
again,
it.
Here's another take, right? So,
but I don't know how married they are to that belief. Like, I don't know if that's a true principle or if they've just realized this is how, like, basically it's like you've never debated a guy like me before. But it's like everyone has. They think they're owning the libs by denying I'm racist. Like, I'm taking away, like, your ability to what? Ability to have niggers stab you.
Well, it's like stab you on the street. That's the thing. That's kind of been our point to these people, is that, like, let's say you win the I'm not racist battle. What have you won? Well, you've won, like, several fucking knife wounds to the chest. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you've won. You know, or like that dad, the actual tragic story of that dad in Chattanooga who was literally had his fucking head blown off by some nigger who had been arrested 66 times and not seen a day in jail. And that's not
execute
a
libtard
place. This is the other thing that these people need to get through their head. Okay, so Ryan Carson was in Bed-Stuyvesant, which is a nigger neighborhood, dressed like a nerd with his girlfriend, obviously like a sitting duck fucking obvious target, right? Mm-hmm. That shit was definitely going to happen. However, explain the dad from Chattanooga who gets shot in the head by a nigger who had been arrested and let go one time for attempted murder it was first degree murder where the court threw the charges out, and I guarantee you he's guilty as sin. It was probably some stupid technicality. This nigger had never spent a day in jail.
This guy was on his way to a high school reunion.
Yeah.
For his father of three on his way to high school reunion.
I want the Democrat cities people explain this shit. This guy wasn't from a Democrat city. He didn't have a Soros DA running his district. This is a conservative state and a conservative city.
Gets killed
and this
by
shit happened, and this nigger had not seen a day in jail after 66 arrests. Explain it to me. If you explain the New York City thing by Democrat cities, explain this shit. There's no wokeness here. There's no Soros DA. Explain it to me. How did it happen?
Chattanooga Mayor Tim Kelly condemned the shooting, describing it as an isolated, senseless, and brazen act of gun violence. In what way is it isolated? It is a trend, my friend.
It's not isolated.
Is Tim Kelly a Democrat? Is that a Democrat-run city? Like, I know you just said it wasn't, but like, is it literally? The sad reality is that
I'm looking to see if he is.
The sad reality is that sometimes proactive policing only goes so far.
He's an independent.
He says proactive policing only goes so far. It didn't go anywhere. 66 arrests. Yeah. Particularly when you're dealing with the kind of person who would commit a murderous act in apparent rage in front of witnesses on the steps of his own apartment building under the blue light of a well-known public safety camera. That's your statement? Like, what? My hands are tied. We just have these uncontrollable niggers around.
Yeah.
This is a 57-year-old nigger. He's been at this for decades.
Yeah.
For his whole life. Decade after decade.
Proactive policing would be like you pull him over for a taillight out and oops, he gets shot.
Yeah.
That's how, you know.
So Tim Kelly, not different, different,
different
Tim
Kelly,
by the way.
Yeah. Not the same.
Not
Tim
our
Kelly.
Buddy. Not our buddy Tim Kelly.
It's not our
totally
Tim Kelly.
Totally different guy.
Our Tim Kelly wouldn't say shit like this. I don't think so.
He's not retarded. No. He's also not mayor of Chattanooga. If he was, I'd be like, Tim, there's something you haven't told me. But yeah, so this guy is an independent, but he's a libtard. I mean, he is a libtard. But the thing is that even so, there were times when this nigger was engaging in his decades-long criminal career where Tim Kelly was not the mayor. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, how long has he been getting away with it? Well, he's 57 years old.
What? I would love
he's
to know.
He's been getting away with it for decades.
I want to hear more about this proactive policing. What does that mean, Tim Kelly? What is proactive policing to you?
Arresting niggers.
Like, what? But I want to know, it's like, to him, like, what are you being proactive about? Like, what is being done? Like, this is isolated? In what way? I read, you said, how many a week? Three stories like this a week? It's not isolated. We just watched one of their own get stabbed in New York City. Of their advocates.
Not the only one. There's others of that. Yeah.
I know there was something.
There's three big sort of.
There was another one in, like, Michigan. Wasn't there, like, in a posh neighborhood of Michigan is, like, getting what they deserve because they're libtards? Like, we're doing that again. Thought I saw that.
Well, the thing is, I'm increasingly like kind of the opinion that yeah, they do deserve it for being libtards, but also,
they're getting
like,
killed for being
the
white.
The country doesn't deserve it. Yeah, yeah.
Like that's another cope to like brush aside the fucking epidemic trend here that like whites just get murdered for being white, whether or not they're libtarded or Antifa or just this guy.
And then
there's no punishment for the perpetrators because. Because they're black.
That's kind of another thing I think that needs to be gotten through the head of conservatives to some extent, where it's like, you know, the thing is, it's sort of like, why is it if the system is run by libs, why is it that when libs get killed, nobody cares when they're white? Right? Like, no, but I mean, they'll sort of, because they brush like, oh, well, brutal lesson for libtards. But it's like, okay, maybe, but at the same time, what's the lesson that you're getting?
It's a brutal lessons.
Because the thing is, one, this guy in Chattanooga, that's not a brutal lesson for
like
libtards.
Pat O'Brien teaching you how to
play
guitar.
But it's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And yes, I would like the country to I would like the country to actually be safe for these retarded libtards. But, I mean, that was kind of Stryker's point, is like, these people have tried to destroy my life for years for engaging in things to try and stop this exact kind of thing from happening.
Yeah. You
know, like, it's sort of like, yeah, like this guy, this might even be like, yeah, it's just, you know, the delusion here. And this is another reason why we tell people, you know, this thing that we're doing is the only thing that's even trying to stand up to this stuff, because the online conservative right is either full fucking schizo or else like weird homoerotic like
or both,
like baby talk nonsense, you know, which is also schizo, right? Like there's no non-schizo mainstream conservative shit. There just isn't.
What is this bullshit? And I'm not using Chrome. What's that? Fuck you. I just went to this like news site and it's telling me you're using an older version of Chrome. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm using Brave.
That's Chrome. That's Chromium based browser.
Yeah, no, but like, Chrome. I didn't ask you, Gateway Pundit, about my browser.
The Gateway Pundit wants to serve you a bunch of fucking ads.
Michigan sheriff warns residents in wealthy majority Democrat voting county. Organized transnational gangs are breaking into exclusive homes. Tremendous. Here's what he says they're stealing. So they're doing a report on like the irony of no human is illegal, and then like, oops, illegals are robbing your house.
What?
I was just looking for like the other story this week. Like this was on Bang.
For Oakland County. Now we can tell you a little bit more about who is wanted for them. Gang members, organized gang members out of South America, and they are hitting these high-end homes hard.
In this our area, they crime. Are targeting jewelry, precious metals, high-end.
Wait, what? They're targeting who? Oh, jewelry. Targeting jewelry.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Don't do the spinnies. Stop buffering and do the. I'm going to have to get out.
Who are they targeting, Sheriff?
Oh, no. Why?
God damn it.
Fucking X.
When, like, just like literally a shitty website.
Who is wanted for them? Gang members, organized gang members out of South America, and they are hitting these high-end homes hard.
In our area, they are targeting jewelry, precious metals, high-end items such as purses, electronics, currency, high-end watches. And if there's a safe that's not attached or they can either break into on scene or carry, they'll do that.
It sounds like a bad movie, but it's like, those are just like things. Yeah, those are the things you would steal.
Crime at its most effective.
Just valuable stuff.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of the U.S. southern border. U.S. laws that release people who get arrested almost immediately. Now setting up shop and taking advantage of high-end homes in Oakland County. Gangs from South America sending people into those high-end homes and stealing a staggering amount of cash, jewelry, you name it. But how do they get here?
They typically, we have seen...
They got here because of a staggering amount of jewelry.
The country, one of two ways, either illegally across our incredibly porous southern border, which I'll talk about at the end, or they're using the visa waiver program, the VWP program, which is authorized by the State Department.
And that's it.
Why I like how this local cop is kind of doing political critiques.
Yeah, what's up with
like,
that?
Listen,
is he trying to listen
for Oakland County? Shit. Now we can tell you a little bit more.
Why did it start playing?
I mean, and to be honest with you, he's not wrong. Like, all of that shit's making his job a lot more difficult.
Tell me more about the visa program in the State Department. I'm suddenly highly curious about that.
Yeah, it's basically just some shit that you get to just come in. I mean, the thing to understand is that every single we can get into the specifics of all these different programs, but the point is, like, did you come in illegally from South America? Yeah, you can just stay here.
Yeah.
Oh, so I found it. Wow.
Because it works.
Fuck.
What'd you find?
You can stay in the U.S. for 90 days or less without obtaining a visa. You know, just long enough to do your tour of smash and grabs and then go home.
Okay, so that's the visa waiver program is an idea where there's certain reciprocity country. Well, it's supposed to be reciprocity. Israel gets it without reciprocity. That was something that actually just happened a couple weeks ago. We didn't really talk about it because it wasn't that important. But we have like visa.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this Svenpai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free riding. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm Svenpai's top guy. What am I going to do? Seven Sun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
Visa waiver reciprocity with certain countries where you can go some places on a passport and get in, right? And you get 90 days in the country, can't seek employment, but you're allowed to stay for 90 days, and then you leave basically so you can go on vacation, right?
Let's see who's on your Chile. If you're from Chile, you can come here.
Yeah. Is Mexico on the visa waiver program?
I don't see Mexico. Monaco, which is Spain. I mean, a lot of it is countries that you're not going to really have much of a problem with, but Chile is on there.
Yeah.
I'm from Chile.
He might have meant something different, because most of visa waiver program countries, and also a lot of the times you need to not just have a passport from that country. You need to be like a citizen of that country. Here's the list: Andorra, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brunei, Chile, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Monaco, Netherlands, New Zealand. This is all of Europe, basically, all of the NATO and EU. Norway, Poland, Portugal, San Marino, Singapore, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland. The only South American country is Chile. So this sheriff might be meaning something different. He might actually be meaning the immigration parole system or temporary protected status or something like that. Because visa waiver, the only country would be Chile. that I can see, unless I'm missing one, but it's still not going to be a great deal of countries. So, yeah.
I don't know. Gateway pundit.
Anyway,
makes me mad.
But the point being, well, it's also that sheriff said Visa waiver pro. It's just sort of funny. But the point being that he's saying that effectively, what he really means is the government just letting people come in is what he's basically saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they're robbing your house in your nice neighborhood. In 2020, while walking with canvassers in a wealthy Oakland County neighborhood, eyewitness homeowners identified as reliable Republican voters answering their front doors and hiding behind them to talk to the door knockers. The Republican voters, cowering behind their doors, admitted they feared their neighbors' reactions if they saw them talking to Trump supporters on their front porch. In other words, Republican voters were afraid their Democrat neighbors would discover they secretly supported President Trump. Republicans have allowed themselves to be mocked, shamed, and marginalized for supporting a man whose only crime is putting America first. Open borders.
Well, here's my question. Yeah. Where are you reading this?
I said Gateway Pundit.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's
of been pressing X on some of this, honestly.
Yeah, I'm wondering about all this. Like, so this guy seems to be, he's making a campaign speech, but it's like, yeah, he's like doing national politics as like the county sheriff, Oakland County Sheriff. I'm a little like, okay. And he's like saying a bunch of MK Ultra words, and then it's getting picked up on Gateway Pundit. I'm just like, I don't know. I got this off of Bang.
The sheriff was saying that?
That's the sheriff. The guy we were listening to was the sheriff of Oakland County. That's what
and he
made
was saying that about Republican voters?
No, confused. He was giving the speech about the visa waiver system in international
that
gangs.
That makes sense, yeah.
No, the Gateway Pundit like writer was editorializing and recalling telling the story about the door knocks.
It would be kind of funny if the sheriff was saying that, though. But he'd lose his job if he were to say shit like that. They would actually do a witch hunt.
No.
But
well, let's take a break. We'll have some lunch. Enjoy one more day of sunshine and dryness outside. And soon there will be water outside. It's not going to be good. And I don't know if we... No, that's no reason to think of Merchant Minute. It's Wednesday, so that's Friday show energy. It's hump day, folks. And we're halfway through the hump day show. So we're at the literal hump of the week right here. We'll go have a sandwich, and then we'll be over it. Be right back.
You were listening to the Daily Sew-Up.